plan to salute our nation's birthday in true patriotic style at the Must Experience St. Pete Pier's second annual, the fourth Independence Day celebration. Live music, food trucks, and a front row seat to the most iconic fireworks show in St. Petersburg. It's a family-friendly event at the pier, including the second annual St. Pete Pier Run, a craft beer garden, food trucks, and local vendors. Live music on the Visit St. Pete Clearwater main stage from Night Train, a Guns N' Roses tribute band, and others. Roaming entertainers, plus more, all sponsored by the City of St. Pete. The traditional 4th of July fireworks show will be visible from the downtown waterfront, including Bayshore Drive, Straw Park, and Vinoy Park, among others. Leading up to the fireworks show, the 13th U.S. Army Band will be performing patriotic orchestra music. Since opening in July 2020, the St. Pete Pier has welcomed thousands of visitors to discover and experience the pier's amazing restaurants, colorful marketplace, educational attractions, fun and interactive play areas, sparkling waterfront views, and stunning public art, and so much more. Information about the 4th of July festivities for your planning purposes available at the4thstpete.com. Let's lean in a bit on the second annual St. Pete Pier Run. Ryan Jordan of St. Pete Run Fest has more.
Bringing back a run on July 4th. Last year, as you may recall, was the inaugural Pier Run, which was very successful. We had over 2,000 runners. And so this year we're bringing it back, but in a little different form. As working with the city, we realized that many runners on July 4th had an impact on the pier. Working with the city, we've decided to move that event into our marquee event in November, which is St. Pete Run Fest. So we're going to include the Pier Run in our November event. But in doing so, we've now got July 4th open to create a community-inspired event, which we're going to raise some money for Carla and the St. Pete Youth Farm. And that's going to be on July 4th. It's going to be a non-timed, but just a great experience to get out on the pier, get your fitness in before the barbecuing. And that's on July 4th at 7 a.m. And we got tons of support from our partners and sponsors, as we've become accustomed to in our great city. So, you know, right off the bat, we went to a couple of our sponsors, you know, Bolle and Astro Ice Cream. So we're going to have incredible food and ice cream at the finish line, just so all those that are interested or thinking about running. And then, of course, then we started getting the support from, you know, our local craft beer scene. So Green Bench will be there. Three Daughters will be there. Mimosa will be there. So if you want to celebrate after your run with a couple of local craft drinks, you can do that. We're actually got Mother Kombucha there, too. So it's just wonderful to see the kind of support we get. And for those interested, we still have a few spots open. We are limiting the number this year just so that we don't have too much of a negative impact on the pier. And you go to stpeterunfest.org, and that's where you'll be able to find information about the race.
This year's 4th of July St. Pete Pier Run will support the St. Pete Youth Farm. Carla Bristol is the St. Pete Youth Farm Collaboration Manager.
The Youth Farm started in 2019. It was a response to the second of two grocery stores closing in Tangerine Plaza, first Sweet Bay, then the Walmart. It's been 5 years since, and nothing has been put there to replace it. So in 2019, the city, the school board, the several other organizations came together to start a youth initiative, a youth-led initiative, to address the issue. And I was hired to lead that initiative. That was initially a six-week pilot that's developed now into 3 years later, and we're growing food, we're cultivating land, and we're cultivating young people right here in South St. Pete. Right now, this summer, we're planting. We just actually started. We have 30 raised beds. We also have within a greenhouse about 500 plants that we're going to put in there. And right now, we've just started our first 30 beds, reprepping the beds and planting. So we're planning to do a lot of summer squash. We planted okra, that we seedlings we started during Earth Month. So in April, we started a lot of seedlings. We said we would do 3,000 seedlings, and we did it. So we're planting those seedlings that we started back in April, and we'll have a lot of okra this summer. We'll have still more pigeon peas. We planted also a lot of pigeon peas, peppers, tomatoes. So some of the summer crops that we'll have, and a lot of lettuce that we'll be trying for the first time in the greenhouse that we're going to grow hydroponically. So they'll learn how to grow in ground, they'll learn hydroponically, and they'll learn aquaponics over the course of the summer with us.
A ribbon cutting is scheduled for Monday at 9:30 in the morning.
Monday, June 20th, which is the National Observation Day for Juneteenth, 9:30 to 1 p.m. So we'll have celebrations, ribbon cutting, tours, always available for anyone who want to come out and help as well. So you'll get to do a work if you want to. We're on Facebook, Instagram, or our website at stpeteyouthfarm.org.
Carla Bristol of the St. Pete Youth Farm, and the connection between the St. Pete Pier Run on the 4th of July and the St. Pete Youth Farm. Again, RunFest's Ryan Jordan.
Well, we just fell in love with the passion and the mission of the St. Pete Youth Farm. And we met last year as part of St. Pete RunFest, where, as you may know, we're an ocean-friendly event. We take sustainability very, very seriously, and we partnered up with our composting efforts from last year. So that's when we got a chance to get down to the farm, see what the amazing work that's being done there, and say, well, we got an opportunity to do something good here on July 4th. So we met last year, really got inspired by what Carla and the kids are doing down on the youth farm, and said, how can we kind of use the fact that we got July 4th as, let's call it a growing tradition, as it is part of a wonderful agenda on July 4th down on the pier in downtown St. Pete. So we figured we get a good audience, and then all of the net proceeds from the event go to the St. Pete Youth Farm. So sign up, we'll be donating on your behalf. And if you want to just make an additional donation, you can do that too. We're all for raising money for the incredible things that Carla and the team are doing down at the Youth Farm.
For more information about the Juneteenth event at the St. Pete Youth Farm, follow St. Pete Youth Farm on Facebook or visit their website at stpeteyouthfarm.org. More information about the St. Pete Pier Run on the 4th of July, it's stpeterunfest.org. And the City of St. Petersburg has posted full information about the 4th of July festivities at the St. Pete Pier on a special website, The 4th. That's The 4th, F-O-U-R-T-H, stpete.com.